Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, your new home for the University of Kansas Athletics. KU football, KU basketball will be joining Sports Radio 810 WHB going forward. Extremely excited to announce that. And to talk about it with us is the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Bill Self. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nate. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic. This is some terrific news. I know from our end, the chance to carry Kansas Athletics on Sports Radio 810 WHB for the first time. We're thrilled about it, and we're excited to get going with you guys, which our first broadcast will be your team going to Italy in a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, we'll be playing a game. Of course, they don't count, but thank goodness, because we're not any good right now. But yeah, I think this is obviously good for everybody. And I wasn't involved with any of the decision making at this level. But I'll admit, hey, I've had great relationships with everybody at 610, and they did good by us without question. But certainly, this was an opportunity for us to even brand ourselves in a bigger way. So we're all excited here, and certainly look forward to working with you guys. And of course, that starts right around the corner.
Yeah, and certainly many more announcements to come in the future. We plan on doing all sorts of fantastic broadcasting around and with the KU football team coming up here in the fall, and then, as we say, KU basketball right after that, and other sports as well. So we'll keep rolling out the news on that as time goes on, and we're really excited about the partnership. Coach, you mentioned your basketball team. You say you're not any good yet. But these trips, when you get to take these trips every so often overseas in the off season, I know you've told me in the past that it can be particularly good for teams that maybe have guys, maybe new players or players that are going to have increased roles because they get to spend time together before the school year even starts. Is that the case with this particular team?
I think so. I think you got some key guys, but the most key guys would be Udoka, who didn't get a chance to play much at all last year before he's hurt and just got cleared a month ago, and Mitch, who had a small role last year, whose role will definitely be increased this year, and Malik Newman, who didn't play last year, but I feel like he's obviously going to have a huge role for us, and then the freshmen, Billy Preston and Marcus Garrett. To me, those would be the most important guys. Devontae and LeGerald and obviously Sfi. They've been around, and then we got several guys that aren't eligible at least starting the season because of transfer. So, to get those guys, where they get a little confidence and see themselves and their role grow and understanding what they need to do, I think that's good. But the biggest thing about the trip, I think, is it allows you to practice in which you can kind of develop your culture a little bit with the young guys, and hopefully they understand that this is kind of how we go about business here. And even though it's not intense in the summer, it's certainly a learning experience for all those young kids.
Forgive my ignorance on this, Coach. When you talk about those transfers that aren't eligible for college play, what are they allowed to do on these trips, or how much can they participate?
They're full go on the trips. That rule was just changed this summer and into effect immediately. That the players that are ineligible to play because of a residential requirement, they're eligible to play during the summer on whatever trips you take. So Sam Cunliffe or the guys from Memphis or certainly Charlie from Cal, those guys will be able to participate. So that we're looking forward to at least having that and seeing at least on a small scale of what they can do. And plus it gives them a little motivation, at least a carrot, knowing that they can at least be out there playing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, when it comes to the basketball, I know. I remember talking to you when you guys went to Korea to play basically as the United States. That was a very different type of competition, and you know, you gave me a good description of what the talent level was like there. What can we expect from the talent level of what you'll be going up against in Italy?
You know what? I really don't know. I haven't studied those teams. One team that we play is young, and then we'll play a couple of professional teams as well. So I think there's three teams total that we play, and we play one team twice. But I haven't even concerned myself. There'll be no scouting. There'll be nothing like that. We won't practice after we get there. We're just going to play in the games. And so it hopefully it'll be a fun experience for our guys, but also, you know, we'll get some ball out of it. But, you know, when you can only practice 10 times and we've got three practices left and we hadn't put in an out of bounds play or side out of bounds play or how do we attack them if they play a zone. We haven't put in any stuff yet. So we'll kind of cram the last three practices. But so I don't expect us to look great, but I just want to see our guys out there, you know, wearing the Kansas jersey where it's a little bit of pressure and seeing how they react to game conditions.
Of course, you get to see some sights as well. Have you been to Italy before?
No, I haven't. And I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's kind of, I don't know anything about it going into it, except the fact that, you know, we think history here in the States is something that's 100 or 200 years old, and we're talking about, you know, visiting places that's over 1,000 years old, I guess, in some situations. So that'll be fun for us, and I think it'll be pretty educational.
We're visiting with Kansas basketball coach Bill Self. And coach, when you talk about transfers as well, you had some news that came out last week when Jack Whitman announced that he was transferring away, which opens up a scholarship for you. Now, I know you can't talk about players or anything like that, but in terms of the timing, can you try to fill that for this year? How do you approach that now that this scholarship has come open?
Yeah, you know, that was a shock to us, but it's fine. I mean, I actually have no problem with it at all. And so, of course, wish Jack the best, but if his heart wasn't in it, then he needs to not be here. And we totally get that. So it does open up a scholarship. You know, Jack was a unique one in that he was a graduate, so therefore it wouldn't affect recruiting moving forward because you know you're going to have that scholarship back beginning the following year. Well, now we got the scholarship beginning now. And so, you know, there's no reason for us to sign someone unless we think that person can help us without question and help us now. And if we don't find that situation, then of course we'll hold it and see what we can do this upcoming year. But you know, there's a couple of long shot or potential situations that may be something that could maybe develop into a possibility, but right now it's still up in the air. We really don't know what we're doing.
You've had some success, if my memory serves, getting guys late on when certain different circumstances have cropped up, haven't you?
Well, we've been lucky. You know, if Brandon Rush calls right now, we'll take him. You know, that was basically what, you know, I found out about Brandon's situation and that we might could get in there, and it was the very end of July. And so we're coming up on that same time, and we've had a ton of success this late, but we've had success obviously in the late period. But we'll just wait and see what happens. There's we've researched it, and I'm not saying we know them all by any stretch, but the pool of players available right now is very, very small. So you know, a lot will just be dependent if we can just find the right fit, and that would be the right fit for them.
We're visiting with Kansas head basketball coach Bill Self. And, Coach, before I let you go, I'm going to take this opportunity to get a little plug-in for one of your guys. Frank Mason is going to be signing autographs at the KU Memorial Union at the bookstore from 4:30 to 5:30 on Friday. I'll be up there broadcasting. You can buy tickets for just $20 in the store. I'll give you all the details later. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on how Frank's done. He seemed like he really held his own, no surprise, in the Las Vegas league out there this summer.
Well, you know, I was just with Frank day before yesterday. I happened to be in Richmond, and Petersburg's 30 minutes from Richmond, so he came over and we watched a game together. And you know, of course, obviously so proud of him, but he did hold his own. He injured his ankle and didn't get a chance to finish the summer league, which was not great for him because, I mean, obviously, you know, that wasn't, you know, part of the master plan, but it was a small setback. He signed a 2-year guaranteed deal, and got first round money. He basically a second round pick to get a first round contract, which is great. And I tell you a story. This is all new to him, and he doesn't know how to handle every situation, just like there's no way anybody would. But I think he had some autograph signing not too long ago in town, and I think it was an hour-long agreement, and the line was well over an hour long when that hour was up, and I think one of his representatives said, okay, sorry, folks, but the time's up. And Frank's like, going, what are you talking about? You know, I'm staying here till I sign everyone and stayed another hour, hour and a half, just making sure that everybody was able to get what they came for. So he just a remarkable kid and just is so appreciative to how he was treated here. And certainly I knew Frank was coming back this week, and hopefully it'll be a good turnout for him over here at the Union, but I just know one thing. He'll always call this place home. I'll be surprised if he doesn't get a place here, you know, as his career moves forward.
Yeah, he said that this is always going to be home. And that was Petro's remote. Petro told me about that. He said, dude, Frank stayed the whole time till every autograph was signed. So hopefully, I don't know if that's going to happen again on Friday. I know he's supposed to be there from 4:30 to 5:30, which will be great. And, Coach, I know that now Sports Radio 810 WHB is the new radio home of the Kansas Jayhawks. Want everybody to know that they can listen to your games over in Italy on our sister station, 99.3 FM and 1510 AM. So good luck in Italy. Have eat some great Italian food and have a great time out there.
Okay, Nate. All right, man. Appreciate you.
All right. That is head coach Bill Self of the Kansas Jayhawks on your new home for the Kansas Jayhawks. Sports Radio 810 WHB. Back after this.